Hurricane Dorian continues to crawl up the eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain. Hurricane specialist John Cangellosi at the National Hurricane Center says Dorian might or might not make landfall there Friday.
Maximum winds are near 100 miles per hour, and it's moving a little faster to the northeast at about 13 miles per hour. The big impacts for the state of North Carolina, which is where we expect the most significant impacts, is going to happen basically from now through the day on Friday, mostly about the middle of the day on Friday. And that's when we're expecting to see hurricane force winds and the most significant storm surge.
Meanwhile, VOA's Arash Rabasadi reports that the death toll in the Bahamas is now at more than 30, and leaders there continue assessing damage and making a plan for recovery.
Water draining from the northernmost island of Grand Bahama reveals communities in ruin.
Much of Grand Bahama was previously underwater, but Grand Bahama is now cleared. Some homes, businesses, and other buildings and infrastructure were badly damaged.
Hurricane Dorian, one of the most powerful storms recorded, was the strongest ever to hit the Bahamas. It lingered for 2 days atop the island nation. Buildings flattened, vehicles tossed, highways ripped apart. Arash Rabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. markets soared Thursday on news the United States and China have agreed to hold new talks. Trade talks, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 372 points. The S&P 500 was also up more than 1%, while the NASDAQ rose nearly 2%. New tariffs on U.S. and Chinese imports and uncertainty if there would be another high-level meeting have rattled investors' nerves in recent months. This is VOA News. Robert Mugabe, the former president of Zimbabwe, has died. VOA's Anita Powell reflects on the ousted leader's reign and life.
Proud and defiant to the very end. Robert Mugabe was the first president of modern Zimbabwe and leaves a complicated legacy after 37 years of increasingly autocratic rule.
I have, during that time, during all this time, cried for return, our return to constitutionality, our return to legality, our return to freedom for our people.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered yet another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister from Parliament. This comes after another setback from the Prime Minister. The House of Commons voted in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit another 3 months if there is no exit deal by the October 31st deadline. The measure now goes to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. Meanwhile, the news has sent the British pound back up after early week lows. AP correspondent Charles Iledesma.
Britain's currency took a hammering early this week, falling below $1.20 to the pound, its lowest since 1985, excluding a brief two-minute crash in 2016. Investors were concerned that Prime Minister Boris Johnson would be able to suspend Parliament and bring the country out of the EU with or without a deal. A no-deal exit is widely considered a worst-case scenario for business, but the pound has rallied as British lawmakers this week wrested control over the Brexit timetable away from Johnson. A bill blocking a no-deal Brexit is on course to pass into law before Parliament is suspended next week. Charles de Ledesma, London.
South Africa has begun assessing the toll of this week's anti-immigrant violence, which, according to authorities, has claimed 10 lives, injured scores more, and cited fear, hobbled businesses, activities, and strained relations with other African countries. In a televised address Thursday, the president, Cyril Ramaphosa, denounced the attacks that began Sunday, mobilized by South African truckers and others who contend that immigrants have taken job opportunities from the native-born. Individuals have been attacked, homes and businesses ransacked or even ruined. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits. All- all wrapped up in one station. VOA1.